From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Madeline Brand is away. Coming up, the World Bank gets its money from donor nations, and some of those nations are feeling less than generous thanks to the scandal surrounding bank president Paul Wolfowitz. But first, there are now 10 people confirmed dead following the tornado that hit Greensburg, Kansas over the weekend. Robert Buckman suffered a head injury during Friday's storm. He was taken off of life support this morning. Search and rescue operations continue in Greensburg today, but Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius has voiced concern that response to the disaster has been hampered because much of the National Guard's equipment is currently in Iraq.
Dump trucks and front loaders and large backhoes, equipment to move people safely into secure areas, to move debris, to bring in heavy equipment, are just not here. We have less than 50% of our heavy equipment assigned to the guard units that actually is here in Kansas.
Todd Bunting is the Adjutant General of the Kansas National Guard, and he joins us now. Do you have enough people there to actually carry out the Guard's disaster response mission right now?
Well, this is one of the points we've wanted to clarify. We have enough forces in the Kansas Guard today to respond to this tornado in Greensburg. The challenge is we have some flooding up here in the northeast, and we've had some storms in north-central Kansas, so we're stretched pretty thin. We have adequate equipment, though, for this one big disaster. The other factor that is, you know, it's not a real big town, so you can't overload it with things where equipment gets in the way.
So the pieces of equipment that the governor mentioned, dump trucks, front loaders, you're saying that there are, in fact, enough of those in Greensburg right now?
There are enough of those in Greensburg. The principal problem that we have with trucks overall is twofold. One is the trucks that we need to actually haul the dump trucks, because our dump trucks are huge. They don't drive over the road, is what we're short of. And then just other vehicles, the high-profile water vehicles for rescue, those are the vehicles that we're at principal short supply. Some of our engineering equipment we have enough of, but overall we're just a little over 50% of what we need. But the second aspect that I don't think got attributed to the governor that she was mentioning is, because of that shortage of equipment, we have a very difficult time keeping our soldiers and airmen trained because of the availability of equipment for them at their locations where they're stationed. So if we had another series of bad weather come through here, we would no doubt have to go to our neighboring states. And the aspect of that is, if typically these weather systems are such that if we were typically go to our friends in Oklahoma and Missouri, but they're in bad weather, then the response, which we know we could get from our other states or from the federal government, would have to travel a great distance. And so it's the timeliness issue. Immediate access and quick response is the issue, not necessarily enough equipment getting there a couple of days later.
What do you do about the training situation? I don't imagine there's any way you can rush that.
No, you don't. And so you take the limited amount of equipment that you have, and you spread it around as best you can. And so what that ends up with is, at no one particular location do you have the full accompaniment of equipment you would prefer, because you've had to disperse it at various places around the state. And we're a big state, and so that's a challenge for us. We're getting by, but there is, perhaps maybe as high, if you want to be optimistic, of 60% of some of our specialized equipment. That's a minimal amount of equipment to keep people trained to the level we'd like them to. So the governor is simply pointing out that the more equipment we have here, the better trained our soldiers will be to go and fight the nation's war anywhere we want overseas, and also to be available to the citizens of Kansas or anywhere else. But we just need some luck now, I guess, with this level of equipment, that we don't have to go anywhere else anytime soon because of our shortage of equipment.
Well, I do wish you all the luck in the world. Major General Todd Bunting of the Kansas National Guard, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.